That was a Craze and a Cherish with the track Do It To It, kicking things off for us here on the Morning Powerhouse this Tuesday. I'll be your host, MC2 Jeff Kempton. This one's coming at you from straight out of Kempton. And today is National Go Fishing Day. Now, I'm not much of an angler myself. I do, however, love to eat fish. So for this hour of the show, we're going to be talking about some fish-related delicacies that you can get right here in Japan. That's coming up later on the show, and along the way, of course, some more of your favorite tunes. Here's one, Ed Sheeran with a Two-Step. I had a bad week. Ariana Grande with We Can't Be Friends here on the Morning Powerhouse. And today is National Go Fishing Day. Now, I'm not sure about fishing in this kind of weather. You're going to get rained on. Although I have heard that it is easier to catch the fish when it is raining out. But if you're looking to do maybe not so much catching fish this morning, but more like being like a fish, which is to say swimming, then you can do so at the Iron Works Indoor Pool. They have their active duty swim clinic going on until 8 o'clock this morning, designed to increase Marines' familiarity in the water environment and improve their water survival qualification success rates. So whether you need basic swim qual, intermediate, or advanced swim qual, the active duty swim clinic would be the place to hone those skills and to know what you're in for at the qualification courses, and to just crush them and get all those qualifications. Now do stick around, because coming up we're talking more about fish, specifically eating fish, more specifically eating the liver of a very hideous fish, but its liver is considered a delicacy. We're going to talk all about it here shortly. Do stay tuned. It's National Go Fishing Day, and for that reason, we are talking about some fish-related delicacies that you can find right here in Japan, or as they're known in Japan, chinmi. Now, this one I'm about to talk about, I've actually tried a few times, even before I came here, and I was just surprised at how good it was. It is called ankimo, and it is the liver from the monkfish. Now, you might not think of the liver of fish being like a very tasty part, but you'll just be surprised. The way it's prepared, it's rubbed with salt, rinsed with sake, served with like daikon radish and green onion and scallions and stuff. And it is just, there's something about it that's hard to describe. It has a real nuanced flavor, and mainly the texture is probably the most exciting part about ankimo. It's like a very silky kind of velvety texture. So if you're into trying new foods, then I do highly recommend it. I love this stuff. I've had it almost half a dozen times by now. Just do yourself a favor, because if you're a little freaked out by eating fish liver, you're probably not going to want to Google what a monkfish actually looks like, because hooey, man, they are one of the more hideous fish in the sea. But according to CNN, they compiled a list of the world's 50 best foods, and ankimo found itself at number 32. So there's a glowing recommendation right there. But again, do be certain not to Google what a monkfish looks like. Bon Jovi with Legendary here on the Morning Powerhouse. I'm your host, MC2 Jeff Kempton. It is currently 6:30 in the morning on Tuesday, June 18th. And because it's June 18th, that makes it National Go Fishing Day. So get on out there and do some fishing. But hey, when you hear the phrase go fishing, maybe you think of something else, such as a card game. Well, then I got good news for you, because today is the third Wednesday of the month. That makes it game night down at SMP. Game night consists of board games, card games, bingo, and more. You can win prizes. Tonight specifically is going to have a featured dart tournament. So if you are good at throwing sharp things at targets, well then, the Hornet's Nest is the place to be tonight. Now, I'm not so good at darts myself, but I do like giving advice. I always tell people, you gotta use a parabolic arc when you throw your dart. It's a fun phrase to say. It makes you sound a lot smarter than you are. And if you go down to the Hornet's Nest tonight, be sure to use it when you're throwing your darts and using that parabolic arc. Chainsmokers with Paris here on the Morning Powerhouse. I'm your host, MC2 Jeff Kempton, and we've been talking a lot about fish this hour of the show because it is National Go Fishing Day. So we've talked about eating fish, we've talked about swimming like fish, we've even talked about playing the game Go Fish. We haven't actually talked much about actual fishing, and we're not about to start talking about it now, because coming up later this month is an opportunity to see some fish at the beach provided by Outdoor Recreation. It's not just a beach trip, however, it is a surfing trip. So if you've ever been interested in getting on a surfboard and learning how to surf, this is an excellent opportunity to do so. It is happening, looks like the last Saturday of June, which is going to be June 29th. You can register over at the Outdoor Recreation Warehouse next door to the outdoor pool. On this trip, you can rent a wetsuit, you can learn some surfing methods, and you can just have a great time there at Hamada Beach. And the Outdoor Rec does provide bus travel to that beach. I for one, have never tried surfing, but I am interested, and I'm strongly considering signing up for this one with Outdoor Recreation. But do stick around, because we're going to talk again about eating fish, another Japanese delicacy that is considered quite dangerous, actually. So if you like to be real adventurous with your cuisine, then do stay tuned and hear all about it. All right, it is National Go Fishing Day today, so we are talking about fish. And right now we're going to talk about yet another chinmi, which is the Japanese word for delicacy. This one is fugu. Fugu is a Chinese puffer fish, and it actually has a potentially fatal poison known as tetrodotoxin. However, that doesn't stop many people from still eating it. As long as it is prepared, well, rather meticulously and correctly, then it is not dangerous to eat, and is actually widely considered to be very delicious fish. To be trained to even serve fugu, you do have to go through like 3 or 4 years rigorous training. So the odds of dying from eating fugu, very low. However, it still kind of has that connotation to it, right? So it's still considered a little dangerous, a little risky to try eating it. Now, I myself tried it for the first time a couple weekends ago. I went to Shimonoseki City with an IT&T trip that they had there, and I went to the fish market. Now, I was not brave enough to try it raw, the sashimi style. I did have it fried, and of everything I got at the fish market that day, the fugu was definitely the highlight. So if you have not yet tried it and you're feeling a little risky, a little dangerous, then I do highly recommend fugu. It's a good one. It is currently 70 degrees outside, cloudy skies right now, maybe still raining a little bit. I don't have a window in this studio booth, so I can't actually tell if it's still raining. But weather.com is telling me it should be still raining. However, the rain will taper off around 8 or 9 this morning. As for tomorrow, it is like the only day of this week where we will not be getting rain. Do be certain to take advantage of that one day of sunshine tomorrow. Going over to our currency exchange rate, we are at 153 yen to the US dollar, and that's when you bank with Community Bank. Now don't forget, as of June 1st, we have been in a T-Core 5 status. That is a tropical cyclone condition of readiness. It means we could experience destructive winds of 50 knots or more within 96 hours. However, no action is required at this time. Now we're going to get back to the music here on the Morning Powerhouse. Coming up next, Miles on It from Kane Brown.
New truck, big lift, oh, dream.
Matchbox 20 with Wild Dogs. Now we've talked about fishing for Go Fishing Day, but in the next hour, we are going to get into a different thing today is known for. It's National Splurge Day. I'm even going to share with you some ways you can enjoy some of the finer things in life for this National Splurge Day. Stick around to hear all about it. Here's Telepatia from Caliuchis.